Okay, so now you're in Las Vegas, and you hear, what have you heard about the Moulin Rouge?
Well, we thought it was on the strip. So when they met us at the airport with cameras and television and just everything, we were just so thrilled. And they put us in limousines and buses, and we started riding and riding and riding. We passed the strip. We went underneath, past the railroad tracks, and we just looked at each other. Well, here we are again, But when we saw the Moulin Rouge, it was so beautiful. I mean, it doesn't look like nothing like it did then. Then we were thrilled once we got in there, but we were really concerned where we were going and where the club was.
Next,
But once we got there, we were just really happy.
tell me the feeling in the community knowing that this new nightclub was being built here on the west side
Oh, they were
almost.
just excited about it. They were just thrilled because you're putting something that they could be proud of to build up their neighborhood. And everything's springing up then, more hotels, more businesses, and everything. And it was so much hope. Everybody was so optimistic. There was employment, because I think they employed over 300 people or maybe more.
And were most of those black people that they were going to employ?
Yeah, they were all black, so they had a lot. And I mean, and their uniforms were beautiful. The service was just the best in town, and we were the only ones that were still. Let me see. I think that show was 3 o'clock in the morning, so that was a late show, and we're the only ones in town that was doing it. So all of the strip would empty out, and they would all come over to the Moulin Rouge, and you've never seen so many stars: Tallulah Bankhead and Belafonte and Sammy. Just all the stars would hang out there, and I really, in my heart, believe that's why it was closed, because we closed the standing room only. Because we had really just cleaned out the strip, and they started doing the early shows, and they still couldn't have the flavor of what we had over there.
Tell me about opening night.
Well, opening night was just exciting. It was really just exciting. Edward G. Robinson was there, and I remember just so many stars, and we would just look out there. We just couldn't believe it, and all the flowers that were sent back to us backstage.